Developing countries hit by COVID-19 are struggling. Unlike the U.S., many of them can't just pass a stimulus package. But $14 billion will soon be coming their way. As the world's Rupa Shenoy explains, the aid isn't just for governments. It will also go to private companies.
The $14 billion comes from an organization designed to help the world work together just at times like these. The World Bank was created at a conference in the mountains of New Hampshire in 1944. Its purpose was to help rebuild European countries devastated by World War II.
These meetings are designed to promote trade in the post-war world and to create a foundation for lasting peace.
Over the years, the World Bank grew into one of the largest sources of funding for projects aimed at reducing poverty. In 2018, it partnered with the World Health Organization to create the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. The board's first report, released last year, concluded that the world remained unprepared for a global pandemic. And then a pandemic hit.
What the World Bank is doing is working to provide a fast, flexible response based on developing country needs.
That's the World Bank Group President David Malpass talking about the emergency funding package approved by its board in response to the coronavirus.
The speed and breadth of the response is crucial to its effectiveness.
It includes $6 billion to help developing countries set up health clinics and buy gloves, masks, and portable ventilators. Another $8 billion goes to a separate arm of the World Bank that invests in the private sector of developing nations. It's called the International Finance Corporation, or IFC. Philippe Leroux is its chief executive officer.
As you know, when there is a crisis like this of this magnitude, what happens is a lot of companies are in trouble. So we're trying everything we can to soften the blow there.
The IFC is making loans available to businesses through banks across the world. In less than 10 days, 315 companies came forward to ask for help. Leroux says his staff has been given the authority to go ahead with projects without getting approval from their board.
We can save about 4 to 6 weeks by not going to our board.
He says they're already thinking about the next phase, when the pandemic starts to recede.
The key is that what do we do to make sure that we accelerate the recovery?
So IFC staff is also getting ready to help companies restructure and develop new projects for investment. They're finding virtual ways to supervise and do appraisals of projects, all while isolated in their own homes across 170 countries, many with their children. And many on call 24/7.
Because it's a world issue, it's a global issue. We're all in it together. This is why we were created.
This is why worldwide partnerships exist, Leroux says. So in times of crisis, we have a way to work together and help each other. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.